Sif Zion. We finished the Sif. We didn't finish Mr. Brewer's on the Sif. So one of Mr. Brewer's Sif Katan Lamed Aleph. It's a long Sif Katan. Sif Katan Lamed Aleph. So what he's going on, the case where the, if the kiss is sewn in such a way that just basically it's like our pockets, which hang out of its own separate bag, and the opening is attached to the bag. So then, the bag is not, even though the kiss is designated for the purpose of holding money, and therefore the kiss is yes a buses, but the bag is distinct and separate, and it's not a buses. Because I'm going to rub. So if the kiss is attached to the beggar, so then we say that the kiss doesn't affect the beggar because the kiss is bottled to the beggar. Or if you have a drawer inside the table. You can't take the drawer out of the table totally. It's made in such a way it doesn't come out totally. Therefore, the drawer becomes part of the table. Okay. So then we're going to say, so the baggage doesn't come across as the most because the money is not a liquor baggage. But the kiss doesn't work or turn around and affect the baggage negatively because the kiss, in some sense, is both of the baggage. But in the case where the kiss is totally distinct and separate, she kiss molly mos kosher la begad. Who keep the yatzoy vena both of the gabi a begad? Or we can't tell him yuchel motziyu gavim and shokla. A drawer which comes out totally is distinct from the table. You can't collect or bechut keep the yatzoy when he's about to the gabi a shulchan. So the drawer is not part of is not considered bottled to the shulchan, and therefore the drawer becomes mukhsa. But since the ma'isa, you want the drawer to be in the shulchan, so the shulchan is there to hold the drawer. Also the talto habegad ma'shulchan shehem nasim bosses lamos kashaniach esamos bom erev Shabbos al dashi yusham b'Shabbos. Okay, so it works. It works almost counterintuitive. We're saying that the kiss is distinct from the bag over here. In the case of the Mishulchan Aruch, it's its own bag. If the kiss is just like a pocket which lays over the garment itself, so part of it, the garment itself, is a bus. So that's a bus. No. The kiss is distinct. It's its own bag. So then, the kiss is taka muksa, but the bag, the kiss is bottled to the bag, and the bag is not muksa. The bag is not a bosses. Zok the Mishabur, but in the case where the kiss is just tied to the bag, so the kiss is totally separate, it's not bottled to the bag at all, so the kiss is mamash a bosses. And once that's true, and you decided that you want to attach the kiss to the bag, because you want the bag to hold the kiss, so now the bag becomes a bosses to the kiss. So now the bag becomes muksa. So as much as we're looking at the bag as being distinct in the first scenario, we're saying, but it is part of the bag to the point that Adarabba, it becomes both to the bag and not the bag to it. But in case where the kiss is totally distinct and separate, then it functions in its own kli, and now the bag, which you want the bag to hold the kiss, so the bag becomes muksa, becomes a bosses. The only solution you would have in the case of the table is by having a double hat, which is more valuable than the money on the table. Okay. Obviously, if it's inside the drawer, it'd be even better. If you have the double hat inside the drawer, fine. Let's say you didn't put it there, the audacity to stay on Shabbos. So now it's not a boss, we still need to do near. So how do you do near over here in this shulchan? But Akapotim Sarak, we did a near Mitkilo.
He's saying that.
Fine. If it's just a little bit of money, obviously that's not kosher to the person, and it becomes secondary, and the bag and the shulchan are primary. Then on the big door, shulchan will be shil eitz prutus. So he says, like there's a halachic assumption the person does not want to be to make its function of his table as a whole with a few pennies.
I don't know. You need a dollar coming out of the circle. If you hold down already, that the minimum share is 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim,
which will be where the basket is. You're going to have to have this word coming out of the circle. Says the Bach, not so fast. We're not necessarily going to say that. Why? Because what
is Rebbe for? Why is Rebbe
Rebbe exists
as one of the Tanaim?
Oid Kosa. This halacha that I'm saying right now, that the drawer becomes distinct, and it's a mamash, it's a basis for money. But since it's not being mishamish to the shulchan, so now what happens opposite is, but you decided you want this box to be in the shulchan, so that means the shulchan is supporting the box. So the shulchan becomes a basis to the box, which is a basis to the money. But he says now the tafkid of this tavish shulchan is miyuchad tamid the most, the shard ramuksa. It's made for heter usages. One time it came out, they put money in there also. Even if there's nothing else, it's money only. So we got the Hashtish Kestel, Vare also the Talta. So the drawer is Taka Muksa. The drawer is Muksa, because the drawer, you put money in, you want the money to be in the drawer. That's a bosses. I want to talk to the shulchan. Sharigama tishke kastol who betzim klishim lato leheter. You can't nasa shulchan bosses the Easter for the heter. Tzarki, ayin shem oid mashir kosa b'ninza. So he says, here's an interesting question. If the purpose and the function of this drawer is to hold money, so then the drawer becomes klishim lato leheter, or stronger. So not only is it a bosses, but it itself is a double Easter. But if you usually do not use it for that purpose, it seems like right now you're using it for that purpose, but it itself is a double heter. So the table is supporting this drawer, which is a double heter. The drawer is supporting the money, which is a double heter. And you put it there because you want it to be there. It's going to function as a basis l'dvar iser and a klisha heter for the purpose of making the tables is basis iser for the heter at the same time. So that's fascinating.
Isn't this a standard case of having things piled up with the muksa thing on top of the pile? Or all those intermediate things are back some kelim shemachim had there, but now the functioning is the boss. So we're saying it shouldn't generate, is what he's saying. It's the same as that case, isn't it?
It'll be the same thing.
Right? The same thing, right?
But the challenge is like this: we're donning them as a boss. So we're saying that they are also betulim, right? So the lomas of that is because they become a tuffle to the muksa, because they're functioning right now with the purpose of supporting the muksa. So they become tuffle to the muksa. So they become tuffle to the muksa. And I'm turning on saying, but you know, by the way, there's not just muksa over here. There's also this very valuable drawer, which is heter. I mean, right now the drawer is functioning as is considered a non-entity because its function right now is to be a basis to the money. So we're judging it both ways at the same time. It is the very bechidish. This is the chayolim that he's quoting. So, say we had in the first scenario, we judged this case somewhere in the middle, that the kiss, which is attached to the bag, and to some extent, the kiss is distinct, and the kiss is a bosses, but it doesn't make the bag a bosses, because as much as it's attached to the bag, it becomes bottled to the bag. So why is it a bottle? Because it's not bottled to the bag. So here we're having a case where they're not even attached, and we're saying these two stodic. Up there we said it's not attached, it's to the ballgame. But we were saying even if it's not attached, we're taking that idea a step further, you can have this stira on how we perceive it. And then that's acceptable. Okay. Once he said it, I can explain it to you. I'm not sure how he knew that this is true. Like, you know, he said it before, he had a right to it. Okay. Sifches. So the Mishra promised that Sifches was going to talk about this issue of a klisha not the hetzer of Isser. Actually, a klisha is a basis for hetzer for an Isser. Klisha yeshalo of dover Isser for dover hetzer. It has Isser and hetzer, so it's a basis for both. What's the tataloy? You ought to move it. Going for example. Manachta, you have this ash shovel. They use to shovel out the ash from the fireplace. It has ash already from before Shabbos. Shemutah Tatala, the chassis by Reich would say they would use it in their homes to cover over anything dirty on the floor. They would cover it over with ash. So that's not muksa. This has a function, has a purpose. So it's not muksa. So the afer is your dabur heter. But they're also on it. You have pieces of wood which are broken, which are useless. So that when they're useless, they become like etzim abonim, and they're muksa. Okay. So you have in the machta heter of the afer and the iser of the wood. So lach is, you're saying you can move the machta as it is with the muksa wood in it. Because that's not come boss. There isn't enough near. The gun should now. The gun should over hamutter chashav midaber aser. But this halacha that you say the aser is least or the heter, it's only because the heter is at least as valuable as the aser. Or is everything that the heter is more valuable.
New question, which is
Shabbos say they're equal. It's aser. If the midaber aser chashav yosim midaber hamutter botel etzloy aser l'tafel. If the more valuable one. So then everything else is bolted to it and can't have anything.
So this issue of the shibus, this is going to the das of the Balach Hefes or some abstract?
It's normally totally the Balach Hefes, but we'll see, as Mr. Burr will talk about, the definition of more valuable is we're discussing what status on Shabbos is. So, you know, how you relate to it on Tuesday is relevant. It's how you relate to this thing on Shabbos. So if I have an item which the fact itself that it's muksa and useless for me makes it less valuable over Shabbos. Where it has something which is useful for me, even though if I go to the store, thousand cents wise, that useful thing costs less than the useless thing. But as far as I'm concerned, the useless thing is less valuable than the useful thing. So that's going to be true. Okay. Now,
there is no maximum.
Tom had to tell us that. Until the mid could kid on the Kuday. Until he's surely late in the Master. Show them a Master. So, why do you do near? He says, because the path of the issue, you shake everything out. You can't just, it's impossible to shake out just the wood and keep the ash on the machta. If you shake everything out, you're not getting all the ash back into the machta. So, you don't have the solution of near over here. Or, I am tzarech l'makam ha-machta, because she's right, l'shem shintes. I can't pour it out over here because I need to use the spot. So that would be a spot unusable. That's not an option. So that's not an AC either. Period. But if you don't need the ash, you don't need the makam, you just need the makta somewhere else, so pour the stuff out. So you tell the commercial, you don't carry it with the mukta and the non-mukta together. So shake everything out, including the ashes, which are mutter, betilto, but shake everything out, and then take the makta.
One side is very long, and the other side.
I go. Okay, the Yochel and Nara is a little food. You know, man, in my head. Be able to arrange in such a way that just the issue is going to come out. That for sure is good. Now, this is all discussing that they were there together. Karam Shabbos.
So now that means one side is
seven. So at the beginning of Shabbos, you had Isser and Heter. The table was a bosses and Isser and the Heter.
Right?
So we say fine. Tell them a couple of bosses. So what about the beginning of Shabbos? All you had was Muxer, and it became a bosses. Putting Heter afterwards won't help you. So lo mahani masher hiniach etzloi Heter b'Shabbos. Putting the Heter on later on, it's not going to make this. At the beginning of Shabbos, it was a bosses for Isser. That's it. There's no problem mukhs on the table, because the table is a boss's ladover, a heter of the tablecloth. And the various are the candles which are burning. The candlesticks are main, what we're saying over here, that's miyuchad for the purpose of doing the melech's isser with it. So maybe they also become. There's a Rashi who says that the candlesticks do not become muksa, he holds it not muksa. The many who argue that it is, because it's like it's miyuchad for the purpose of lighting. That's stronger than just the klishim not to listen. You wouldn't use candlesticks for anything else, basically. So you have the candlesticks, let's say. You have this expensive tablecloth, or you don't have candlesticks, you just have like some. The tablecloth is more valuable than the candlesticks. But that's not true, because over there, we pointed out before that the purpose of the tablecloth is to be mishamish the table. So you can't say the table is a boss's lehetner for the tablecloth, when the whole purpose of the tablecloth is to be mishamish the table. So that's why tablecloths don't help.
So that means this is learning. That the minimum shear.
Now,
the minimum shear, if you change both dimensions, if you change the length and width.
Fine. Sheshul and Mibodim.
Length and width.
So ash before Shabbos is not muksa. La fuke in hirsu for Shabbos, ash which was created on Shabbos. The fire consumed the fuel, and now you have ash. Dosib is the kuliyamam shemo. That's a problem muksa, because you can't say it was mukha before Shabbos, because before Shabbos it wasn't here. That's the problem noyla. That's the ma'isa chodesh. You call eitz mahash efer. What do you mean? It wasn't here. It was here. Here is wood. That's true. It's here with wood, but now it's ash. It's a whole new thing. So you mix together Afer Mutter and Afer Isser.
No, the same argument
says you have a square inside a circle, so to a huge square inside a circle, I have a crisis. If the two mix together, Afer Mutter and Afer Isser, Bottle Barive. The Hunikar Kaimel and the Dorshation Material for Bell of the Bottle, Muxigation Material Bear. So Mux is Meshiasha material. After Shabbos, they'll be able to move it. So why should I rely on Bittel right now? But after Shabbos, I can move it without relying on Bittel. However, there is a Kula in the Meshiasha material. So we'll have this case.
It's also a little bit funny.
Mishra doesn't begin over here. She brings it down and helps us
chita. What's the other side? And the other side was...
Simon Shinachov. So the liquor which comes out of the grape on Shabbos is often a drink. Mashu Shazov was often a drink. Let's say it was floating in grape juice. the grapes are floating in grape juice. So as soon as the new liquid comes out of the grape, it goes into the juice. Well, you said 1 second. There's an X amount of heter, there's iser. It's not sheshem atir after Shabbos or all the mutter. So it's not both. We don't say that in that situation. If when the heter was never distinct and separate of its own, it got the status of heter. I'm sorry. Start over again. When the iser is not distinct and separate beforehand, and it never got a status of iser, so then you don't say it's called the rishishim. It's an iser. It's the rishishim material can't be bought. I don't know. As soon as it goes in, it became nothing. So there is in that situation. There is bittul. Now he says, if the Efer HaMutter got mixed with the Efer HaIsr, and there was no moment where there was distinct Isr, the new ashes are the Isr. You already have a large amount of ash there, and as it's burning, the ash is immediately just falling into this large conglomeration of ash, which is there. So that's never nicker. So that'll be both. But if it was nicker, kamal dovetishim tira for the elif lebatul muksa yeshu matirin there, and muksa it will become mutter after Shabbos. That's the dovetishim matirin. Fine. Because I had the nearly the maima noitim and ilon has been made nisim. You have sap which is dripping off the trees during the springtime. A certain gamtim is from leilad. That's also from a leilad. Okay. So yes, kar kli ima mayim mer Shabbos shenut v'losachet. We already have some sap there beforehand, so it's falling, it's coming out and going straight into the container. Which is it's also Rabban Lelit. Also, when Minim is added to bottle, so how the tipa on the tefin, so you said nikur kadim shi'zar b'mayim had a drop into the from where coming out of the tree into the container. There was a moment in the air where it was distinct, as opposed to the case where the grape is floating in the wine. It immediately comes out. There's no moment where it's going to be kept distinct and separate from the wine, which is going into. So once it became distinct in its own, that's it. It's too late. It can't become bottle. Okay. Then he said that if the davar mutter is more valuable than the davar aser, chashma davar aser, but im shneim shavim. But if they're equal in the value, so then it's aser.
If you have an area which is kind of
cost of person, the day ain't a chashim. See the boss of the day, who did it? So we just the definition of value is based on the owner. However he defines it. Pastor Schmidt didn't the owner, not the user. I mean, so you lend it, so then the borrower would get the status of the owner for these purposes. So we define the definition of value subjectively based on the person, not based on the objective criteria of the world. Okay. Fine. Tom had the tiltal. So you can't just take out the ash and leave the wood. It's kind of practical. So learn. The lama b'simin shin tassiv gimel minin b'peiris amunochim im eben b'sal. Parallel cases. Here you have ash together with pieces of wood. And there you had a peiris together with a stone. Piece of wood, stone, peiris, right? And ashes over here of heter. So it's almost the same case. And over there we said, now about the style of buses of the Israel of heter. Because welcome, after the Epsher, all you tell the peiris to a style called Mancha Evan Munosham. But it's been a bit near. You can't carry it as is. You have to shake it out first. El yanayir mitkilo hakalalort. Achal yilakan apayrus v'sechad sal v'yitalkalim. So we're asking, the same way over there, I don't let you carry the mooks. I say, shake the whole thing out, pick up the non-mooks and put it back into the basket and carry the basket without the mooks. Let's just say over there. Over here we're saying, duhakalami, after tzorak l'hafer, you need the ash. Name of the yanayir hakitma imashira etzim alahorz. Achal yikadus hakitma levad. So her cleave it out to the makom she yirtzes, shake out everything out, and then re take back the ash which you poured out and put it back into the container and carry the container with the ash in it. Okay? We should say the same thing. So Hachanami. The Avos of the neighbor, the neighbor of the Yinara, Kitri Mashiva, Eitzim on the Oros, Yachanis, Akitim Lavao, Tachaklib, Eitzim on the Mokam Shir. So that's the question. Is that Kosov? The Hachali Epshim Akanis, Achakaka, Kitim Lavao. That's very hard to do that, just put the kitten and the ash back in. Shum the Dov Shiri Eitzim, Haino Shwarim Kitanim, Abchom Kitanim, Shi Epshim Lito Efer Bibelot.
Put it next to Arsim.
Okay. Now, let's say you can't do near because you need the place. You need to use the place. The Ozzy Epshilonar, you can't shake it out. The Epold, because then the books will fall in the place where you need to use it. Then you'll have to move the whole thing. Then again. So, in the case where you only the Gubba Matta, you should shake out the Aver. In our Aver, he can have said been near in a circle. In our commercial culture, the Simulation test, Sifkim. This heter of being metalpal, Minat Sad, it's not a direct tiltal. So we have a heter in it. Malkam have said, you're not going to do that. You're not going to do near. I'm in Zion.
First of all,
is it
going
on? It's a law of
the
Ramadan. That the if before Shabbos it only was Isser, and after you added on the Heter on Shabbos, it's too late. But some of the Ben Shmosh, all there was Isser. Okay, Lamahani and Nochas Heter, putting the Heter there afterwards is too late. Because the feeling of the government should be shown, Gam can also give this to the Benishmosh, can have a Zion, it's Katsoi. And Shabbos, Kunachalov, the very Yisr. Hell, Benishmosh is Lee's Katsoi. The beginning of Shabbos, there was Heter, so now it wasn't Muksa, because it was Heter Lisr. How the Muksa Chatzi Shabbos, so even though if on Shabbos it falls on, while it's there, it's also to move, it doesn't remain also to move after it falls off. Kevin, the eight books of the Chatzi Shabbos, Alan Kane, Chosmatra Israel, Murachalov, Osabitil, so what is there is Osir. Okay, Mutalaniachalov, the Rishal Heter, Choshab Yosir, Mitalto, Kov Yachad, Yepshal, and our Yisra Misham. So, I have a problem. That's true. But how do I get it off? Right now, it's a bus. I wasn't thinking, and I put it on Shabbos, saying, I want this thing to be here. And I realized, oh, if it's Shabbos, I just made a bus. Right? So, what do I do now? It says that very simple. Right? So, since you only became buses on Shabbos, put a more valuable heter item on the table. Now it's a buses for Yisrael Heter, and the heter is more valuable. So now it's not buses anymore. Because only became buses on Shabbos, you can remove that the buses status. Let's say you put on this on Shabbos. Let's finish off the sim test. Tevish yesh b'davar mutter l'taltel umos. If umos ain't a hikar mutter taltel k'moshi he al b'tanoim she's parah b'machta. The same example we gave with the case of the machta. You can have the same story with the case of the box with money in it. If the money is not so valuable and you have the upper head over there, so you're allowed to be taltel it. You have the near. Well, it depends. You need the place. You don't have the near. That's exactly how much is the same thing with the case of the machta. Okay, let's hold it here.